Hello, everyone. You are listening to the Trade Show Minute on Rave Radio, the AV industry's leading podcast network. I'm your host, Victoria Barella, and I'm coming to you live from Orlando, Florida, in Infocom 2019 in the Peerless AV booth. We are proud to be here, and we are even prouder of our partnership with Peerless for all our podcasts at Infocom 2019. But I am here with my guest, Mike Killian, the Senior Director of Business Development at MVIX, correct?
That's great. Victoria, thank you so much for having me. We love working with Peerless as well, and it's a great booth they have going this year. A lot of very unique mounting solutions that they're setting up. And I think overall, 2019 Infocom is slated to be probably the best one ever. At least it's on pace, you know, day one to look that way. So it's an exciting show this year.
Nice. Can you tell me a little bit about the company if someone lives under a rock and they have no idea what you guys do? Who are you guys?
Yeah, absolutely. So MVIX was actually founded in 2005, and I've been with them for about 7 years now. So it's been really exciting to watch the brand grow and the technology evolve. So we're a digital signage vendor. We work specifically in the content management software space or the CMS space. So that's what we're most known for. And the majority of projects that we work on involve some aspect of our content management system. So it's a cloud-hosted solution. It's a software as a service, a SaaS product. And I'm sure, you know, we're all familiar, all of our listeners are familiar with, you know, how many different CMS vendors are out there. But there's a couple things that I would say really make MVIX different. First off, we focus on ease of use. I think that's a very popular topic in today's digital signage space, especially on the software side. A lot of folks are not power users even in 2019. A lot of folks don't have marketing experience or HTML knowledge. So we try and make it as easy of a solution to implement out of the box as we can. And the other thing we're showcasing at Infocom this year is our content integrations. We have over 200 data integrations already set up, which makes us the CMS vendor with the most content integrations as of 2019. So it's a really exciting show for us this year.
Cool. And then where do you find is it software that you have? So where do you find the software being used, maybe with which companies or in which applications? Like, I don't know, maybe education or in commercial. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's an exciting, I think, time to be a software vendor in digital signage because so many companies are of all sizes are really getting into, you know, this technology and this type of deployment. If I had to assign a demographic to our client base, I would say it's mid-size and enterprise customers are the two that we really focus on. So deployments where you have anywhere from 25 to 500 are kind of in that mid-size bracket, and then the enterprise rollouts where you're in retail, we have a lot of past performance in as well. As far as industries go, I would say that the corporate environment, corporate communications is probably our number one. Behind that would be, in no particular order, I would say healthcare and education. And we definitely do some work in the finance space, retail, banking, you know, et cetera. So there's a lot of unique projects that we get to work on. And I think for our sales team, our solutions consultant team, I think they get a day-to-day, a varied exposure to different types of clients and projects. And I think it makes for an exciting day-to-day for our team, at least for me it does. So.
Where do you find like some of the hurdles that in like the software and other people in the industry or other companies, what are some of the hurdles that you guys have a solution for and make you different?
Well, one of the big topics today in the employee communication space is how do I capture and view data that my organization is already using? So this could be data, for instance, like sales numbers or marketing data or hiring pipeline for the HR team. And so I have all this data that I'm very comfortable working with and manipulating as a company, but how do I get that on my digital signage platform? And that's an area where we excel. As I mentioned earlier, we've launched a variety of integrations with different CRM platforms and ERP platforms and HR platforms and production platforms. So the goal is to empower our clients to grab that data that they're already so comfortable and so good at working with and get it on the digital signage display so that employees across the office, across the country, across the world have access to that data in real time, and it can empower, you know, engagement from employees at all levels. It can empower decision making and ultimately, you know, lead to a better experience for their customers. So that's kind of the biggest challenge that we see in 2019 in digital signage for employee communication, and we think we're doing a great job at solving it.
Sure. So tell me a little bit more about the software. Is it like a template that people use, or do you customize it to your client how they want to use it? Can you tell me about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So we at MVIX, we pride ourselves in having a variety of tools out of the box that a customer can deploy, but also having it be very customizable for the brand. So there's a lot of It's web-based, as we mentioned, so clients would log in remotely and they can import content they already have, things like videos and images and PDFs. They can also set up different widgets or modules, if you want to call them that. These would be things like their social media pages. They can bring them into the platform, news feeds, whether that's RSS, MRSS, working with online platforms like YouTube, for instance. So the client will bring in all this data, all this content, and then they can use, to your point, a template in our tool to lay it out. So they can break up a screen into different zones, as we call them. They can move those zones around very easily on the screen. You don't need to have HTML knowledge. And you can apply your branding too. You can bring in your logos and your color schemes and your font styles to get the look and feel of this digital signage rollout the way that you want. It matches your brand guidelines, the level of professionalism that you're looking for. And ultimately, you can have different users in the system too. So if folks have different skill sets in your team, maybe you want to, you know, restrict them to certain areas of the software or perhaps empower them to bring in different branded content, but you can definitely control, you know, what your users have access to and ultimately the content and the brand image that's getting out on the screen. So it's pretty exciting.
So you said you've been with the company for 7 years. What do you find that, you know, they've brought to the table better than other people in the industry or other companies in the industry? You know, tell me, maybe, are you featuring any of those new things at Infocom 2019?
Yeah, great question. So from my perspective, having watched this technology and this industry evolve in the last couple of years, you know, I'm proud to say we have a lot of great competitors. There's a lot of really good digital signage companies out there that make great content management software. I think the one of several things that MVIX has going for it right now is that we are constantly innovating. And if you track us at all in our social media outlets on mvixdigitalsignage.com, on our press releases, on LinkedIn, even if you stop by our booth, which is 255, what you'll see is that we're constantly turning out improvements and enhancements to our software. On an almost weekly basis, our customers are giving us feedback about a new widget that we launched this week, or a new integration that we launched this week, or a new feature that we've added to an existing widget. And we really rely a lot on customer feedback. I mean, we're proud to say we have an extensive customer base. We have, you know, 15,000 clients worldwide in 29 countries. So we leverage that customer base and their experience with our software to continuously innovate and improve. And I think that's one way that we've stayed very much ahead of our competitors. I think that's one way that we've added a lot of value to our customers, is through that innovation. And in my opinion, there's no such thing as too much innovation. So that's kind of the spirit of MVIX, at least in 2019. And, you know, we're looking forward to seeing what the future holds in terms of our product line.
Cool. What's that? What's a popular feature that everyone likes to use with your software?
I think social media is kind of the name of the game today. You know, as consumers, we're all very much exposed or conditioned to social media on a daily basis. You know, for our users that are in the kind of upper age limit of the millennial bracket, they're comfortable with it. They're in their prime of their careers, and so they're bringing it into their day-to-day and their workplace. And I think we're all so comfortable with social media on a personal level that it's just natural to have it brought into digital signage. It's a natural extension of this technology and what it can do. And, you know, we make it easy. We have our tool set up to do scrapes and aggregations of different social media feeds, whether that's images or fonts or different texts. It could be on Twitter, it could be Pinterest, Facebook. So taking what we're all so comfortable with and translating that to a digital signage display in an easy to use, easy to manipulate way, I think is kind of the hot topic in 2019, or one of them at least, for digital signage vendors.
Sure. I'm going to switch up a bit. Where do you see the company going, like in the future maybe, or in the next 10 years?
Well, I can definitely speak to the roadmap, Victoria, and it's very exciting from an ecosystem perspective. So as you probably know, and as most of our audience knows, you know, digital signage really is an ecosystem. There's no one vendor that makes a project come together, especially with the larger projects. So, you know, having content, having hardware, having software all play ball together in a very coordinated way is ultimately what's going to guarantee customer success, right? So for us, in the roadmap in 2019, 2020, I think you're going to see us relying and leaning heavily on our technology ecosystem partners. So these are companies like BrightSign, who make, you know, one of the best media players in the market. These are companies like LG, who make a fantastic display, Philips, who make a great display, and both of those companies have some exciting things planned for system-on-chip technology. LG's WebOS, for instance, is a great embedded solution. We work heavily with Android platforms, Chrome platforms like Aopen. Aopen's one of the best Chromebox manufacturers in the market. And then our mounting solutions as well. We work with Peerless, as we mentioned earlier, Chief. Our contacts at Chief have done a great job with some custom mounting solutions for us. So, you know, I think as we look at some of our projects that are coming down the pipe here for the rest of this year and next year, I think you're going to see a lot of multifaceted implementations with MVIX from a technology perspective, because you know we think we are very adept at executing a great content management software, and we want to leave the other aspects of a digital signage rollout, like the media players, like the screens, like the mounts, to our technology partners who are more than capable of handling that side of things.
So. Very cool. If someone is not here at the trade show and wants to know more about the products or just visit the products after the trade show, where can we find you online?
A couple ways you can reach us, Victoria. So we're at booth 255 here at Infocom 2019. So stop by. We're in the Digital Signage Pavilion. We're actually doing a free happy hour from 3 to 5 today and tomorrow. So stop by for that. A couple websites for our resellers and integrators. MVIXDigitalSignage.com is a great tool. MVIX USA tells you a lot about our partner program and our technical support resources. And of course, our social media platforms that we mentioned, LinkedIn, Facebook, etc. So a lot of ways you can get in touch with the MVIX team.
Very cool. Thank you so much, Mike, for coming on to the show. And for anyone that wants to listen to all our live podcasts, read about it, watch the Infocom coverage, you can visit our microsite at ravepubs.com/Infocom2019. Also, if you're here at Orlando, just stop by, say hi. We're in the Peerless AV booth. We'd love to see you come by and say hi. Thank you so much for coming on to the show.
Thanks, Victoria.